It is 6 years since Prime Minister Peter O'Neill promised the country an independent commission against corruption. Yet that vision is no closer to being realized today than it was in 2012. Peter O'Neill has totally failed to live up to his promises in both the 2012 and 2017 Aloto Accords that the government would establish an ICAC. The impact of not having a dedicated anti-corruption agency that is politically independent, fully resourced, and that has full powers of arrest and prosecution has been devastating for our economic well-being and the quality of life for ordinary people. Delegates at the last week's APEC Anti-Corruption and Transparency Workshop repeatedly spoke about how corruption inhibits development and is a serious threat to economic growth. Yet, Papua New Guinea had almost nothing to show in terms of progress under the United Nations Convention on Corruption. In PNG, we repeatedly hear that a large proportion of a national budget is lost every year to corruption, and that is taking money directly from the health and the education services. We also hear about the high costs that the businesses have to endure as a result of corruption, which act to reduce profits, lower employment, and limit investment. Yet the government just dragged its feet for year after year over an ICAC. Together, Papua New Guinea, Australia, and China are spending more than 1.1 billion kina on the whole APEC extravaganza. A tiny portion of that money would have been sufficient enough to fund the operations of a robust, independent and a world-staff ICAC for more than a decade. Ridding Papua New Guinea of the scourge of corruption would do far more to assist development in PNG and ensure the well-being of our citizens than a huge party of the world's leaders and their entourages. We hope that in November, when the leaders from the world's two biggest economies will be here in Papua New Guinea, they will ask the Prime Minister why he has not established an ICAC and that whose interest he is protecting.